Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and we have a special guest with us on the line here today. We have Artie Art. Artie operates, along with his family, the Artie's Bait and Tackle, of course, over there that everybody's familiar with in Ortonville, and also the Econo Lodge, and at its international convention in Las Vegas recently, the Ortonville Econo Lodge was recognized with the prestigious award, Best of Choice Number One Econo Lodge in the World, and says, just to read a little bit from the press release here, demonstrated an exceptional focus on guest satisfaction and dedication to superior service. Award criteria are evaluated by Choice Hotels through its official property ranking reports, and the Ortonville Econo Lodge ranked number one of 510 hotels worldwide. Congratulations on that, Artie.
Hey, thanks a lot. We're pretty excited about the award.
That is quite an achievement there. I'll tell you, how did they just kind of call you out of the blue and tell you about that, or how did they approach you?
Well, no, it's actually a process. You know, every year they have ranking awards, you know, based on customer reviews and a number of other criteria and property inspections and whatnot. So it's something that my team has been kind of competing for, you know, since we took over. It was a team goal that we had set out to get this award. So, you know, the award is basically cut off at the end of the year, so we were notified about a month before the convention, you know, to attend and accept the award. So
great, and I saw a picture. You did get over there to accept it in person, right?
Yes, we're down in Las Vegas and did get recognition down there, so it was pretty exciting. We had a chance to bring our managers down there as well, and it's always a fun time at the convention, and pretty exciting for our team.
Let's talk a little bit about your hotel over there. How long have you owned it now?
So I bought it in February 2002, so I think we're going a little over 3 years of owning it. It's been quite a process. You know, it had non-local ownership for quite a few years, so when we got in there, it was time to, you know, we did quite a bit of renovations to the property, and, you know, we made some changes to our staffing and how we do things there, and really try to just bring it up to some higher standards of what people expect nowadays when they stay at lodging. So yeah, it's been about 3 years in the process there, and we're just finally getting to where we want to be with it.
Okay, talk about your staff a little bit.
Yeah, so we've got about 7 or 8 staff members here locally and from around the region, and I think about half of them have been with me since the start, and just a good, energetic group of people that, you know, really all we have the same goal of enjoying the accommodations, the tourism, and trying to make a great stay for everybody that comes to the area.
All right, now, hotel business over in Ortonville, is it pretty good over there all year round, or I suppose seasonal in the summertime when you got the lake to draw on and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, as most people know, we own the bait shop here in Ortonville and the Fish House Rentals. So my roots have been in the fishing and the tourism industry, and that's what kind of piqued my interest to become a part of this lodging, and so we certainly get quite a few from the fishing and the tourism, and of course we've got great hunting in the area as well. However, in the summertime, you know, it's obviously a big hub for the workers coming to town. It's amazing how many people do travel to our area, whether they're working on roads or power lines or, you know, things in buildings or whatever it may be. You know, we've got a pretty good mix, and then of course, you know, the weddings and the funerals and all that other good stuff, family get-togethers, baptisms, and so on.
Are you dropping from a pretty wide area?
Yeah, it's amazing how far people come from there. You know, it's we've had them, yeah, from all different countries and all over the place, and fun to hear people's travels. You know, some people are just making their way across the country or heading to the Canadian border or whatever it is on their bucket list, and you know, they choose us to stop and stay with, and it's fun to hear those stories as well.
Have any future plans, changes or modifications, or are you just happy with the way things are going?
Yeah, no, we got, you know, it's a 32-room hotel, and we've got things kind of where we want them right now. We are considering a brand change. There are a franchise is Choice Hotels, and there is a new franchise, Park Inn by Radisson, that's got a little different twist and just a little more upscale than what you're used to, like with an Econo Lodge, and we are looking at possibly doing a brand change here coming up as well.
Okay, so always something going on over there. Artie, you're always up to something over there.
We like to have fun.
You know, Ortonville's good to have people like that in the community.
Thank you. You know, Ortonville's an amazing community. You know, growing up here, you kind of overlook some of the things we got here between the lake and the golf course and the healthcare and the hunting. You know, it's just this overall area, you know, here and outside of here. You know, we get a lot of people, you know, I had people staying here, you know, the other day that were doing work down in Madison even, you know, and Appleton and that type of thing. So it's kind of a regional thing, and, you know, we enjoy being a hospitality hub for all the people that visit the area.
Right. Well, hats off to you for all you do over there. I know you've been a big promoter of the Ortonville and the area, western Minnesota in general, for a lot of years with Chamber and a lot of other activities. So hope you keep it up.
Well, thank you.
And let's talk a little bit about if somebody wants to book a room. We better let you put in a little plug there. How do they get a hold of the Econoline?
Yes, you bet. Yes. You know, and a little word I want to put out, you know, we always do is, you know, booking direct is always your best option. You know, there's third-party sites, Expedia, and a number of those. Sometimes we do have guests that have had some issues with those, or they might end up paying more. So your best bet is going to be to book direct. And our website is econolodgeortonville.com. We'll bring you directly to our online booking. That'll be your least expensive option there as well. Otherwise, you can call us directly at 320-839-2414.
All right, very good. Well, Artie, thanks for taking a little time to chat with us. And again, congratulations on the award. Number one hotel out of 510 in the world. That's quite an accomplishment. So you're to be commended, and congratulations to your staff and family there as well.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Marty.
Artie Arndt with the Econo Lodge in Ortonville on Q92 today.